"Let me just run this by my lawyer" is a really helpful phrase to have in your back pocket. Legal Shield has been giving legal peace of mind for over 50 years. They connect you to a vetted law firm in your state for an affordable monthly fee. Want an experienced set of eyes on a contract's fine print? Or you finally want to get that will done? Legal Shield has a dedicated group of lawyers who have your back, no matter what the future brings. Sign up today at LegalShield.com/iHeart. PPLSI does not provide legal representation or advice. See a plan for complete terms.
Hey everyone, it's Ted from Consumer Cellular, the guy in the orange sweater, and this is your wake-up call. If you're paying too much for wireless service, you don't have to keep having that nightmare. Consumer Cellular has the same fast, reliable coverage as the leading carriers for less. And for a limited time, new customers receive their second month free when they sign up and use promo code MONTHFREE by May 31st. So why keep spending more than you have to? Seriously, wake up and call 1-888-FREEDOM or visit ConsumerCellular.com.
Taxes, fees, and other third-party charges will apply. See website for additional details.
I'm so excited to tell you JCPenney and country music singer-songwriter Walker Hayes are partnering together on a new limited-time men's collection for the everyday guy. What I love about Walker Hayes is his laid-back nature. He's a family man, and being a country megastar while also having 7 kids, you know he likes to keep his style cool and casual. This new collection is perfect for the guy living the t-shirt life or someone wanting some fresh options that feel just as good. It's easy to wear, affordable styles that celebrate the ultimate family man, along with the quality, durability, and sensibility dads appreciate. Available online Saturday, May 4th at jcp.com and in-store Thursday, May 16th. Just in time for Father's Day. Limited time only. JCPenney, make it count.
With every CBD product claiming to do something different, it's nearly impossible to decide what's best for you. Lazarus Naturals pioneered the farm-to-front-door model of transparency where they handle each step of the production process to ensure quality, potency, and consistency. Scannable labels allow you to see the test results of your hemp batch so you can be confident in the safety and quality. Visit LazarusNaturals.com today. Lazarus Naturals, committed to improving your life as well as the world around you. Not available in Idaho, Iowa, or South Dakota.
KFI AM 640, you're listening to the John Cobell Podcast on the iHeartRadio app. We're on from 1 until 4, then after 4 o'clock, John Cobell Show on demand on the iHeart app. Who brings all the chairs into this studio, do you know? Every show is either one or two people, right? And I could see having an extra chair or two for guests. I come in here, there's 7 chairs.
I think Gary and Shannon had a few extra guests today.
Is that right?
Yeah. Well, you saw the food out there.
Oh, yeah, there was a lot. There's always food out there. It's never anything I could eat either. This place is so crowded, and it happens quite often. And I'm thinking, what's going on here?
I have 3 chairs in my little news booth.
Yeah, 3. There is an excess of chairs. And considering only 6 people show up for work here every day.
Oh, I know.
I got more chairs in the studio than there are employees on this entire floor. We have a lot of exciting things coming up. At 2 o'clock... we're going to talk with one of the 2 candidates that we are recommending to replace George Cascone as district attorney in L.A. County. And you may be saying, well, only one guy can have the job. Well, because of the way the primary rules are, the top 2 go on to November. And I obviously, and you obviously, don't want Cascone to be in the top 2, which means... if I gave you one recommendation, well, that could lead to only one person joining Gascon at the top. But if there are 2 recommendations, you have a choice, right? Maybe you don't like recommendation number 1, then go to 2. Or you don't like number 2, then go to 1. You see? And it's 2 people that we need at the top there. Nobody's going to get 50%, so nobody's going to win outright. We need 2 at the top, so we are making 2 recommendations. And whoever we don't recommend, there's 9 candidates. I'm sorry, there's 11 candidates against Gascon. And I'll tell you, probably 8 of them are credible. 2 of them are kooks, and 1 of them is a mini Gascon. And I'm afraid that Gascon and the mini Gascon are going to end up in the top 2 slots. Therefore, votes have to coalesce around 2 other people. Because there's only room for, it's like in the Democratic primary, right? There's 3 Democrats running. But if Steve Garvey gets in there, then there's only 1 Democrat making it to the finals. Well, same thing here. We've got 12 candidates, 11 opponents of Gascon. Gascon has his following. And all those people should be deported. I don't care if they're American citizens. Anybody who votes for Gascon ought to be kicked out of the country. And then there's another mini Gascon, and his name is Jeff Chemerinsky. Well, we can't have Gascon and Chemerinsky at the top. No. So you have to, the vast public has to coalesce around two people. Not 10 people. Two people. We can't splinter the vote 12 different ways. That's not going to work, all right? Because then it could be trouble. So you really have to focus on just a couple of candidates that are challenging Gascon. Have I made myself clear? Anyway, 2 o'clock, we'll talk to one of the two that we're recommending that you vote for. Let me see what else we have to start with Eric Adams in New York City. Eric Adams, poor Eric Adams, he had no idea. You know, sometimes you become president or governor and mayor, and you have all the best intentions, and you think you're going to have a bright career, and then something happens completely out of your control, and all hell breaks loose. Although, as you'll see, this is not entirely out of Eric Adams' control. Eric Adams has been the mayor of New York City and has watched 180,000 illegal aliens pour into his town. 180,000. And clearly, there's no room for them. And they are now taking up a lot of public places, a lot of schools. They're moving kids around. Kids can't play their sports. A lot of rooms at the schools and in rec centers are being commandeered for illegal alien care. There are a lot of people wandering around the street aimlessly, a lot of young men who don't have money and have no skills, and they're pissed off. And you saw what happened to the two cops, those two cops that got beat up. And Eric Adams is really scared that under his watch, New York City is just going to devolve into complete chaos. And it's getting there. So here's this clip. Suddenly, after proudly defending sanctuary city laws for all these years, Eric Adams is now a convert.
Now, the women in the lives of the asylum seekers that are here, they want to work. I still don't understand why the federal government is not allowing them to work. They need to have the right to work like all of us that have come to this country and they're going to do so. But those small numbers that are committing crimes, we need to modify the sanctuary city law. And if you commit a felony, a violent act, we should be able to turn you over to ICE and have you deported. It is a right to live in this city, and you should be not in the country.
He said, among other things, if you're committed a felony or violent act, you should be turned over to ICE. But of course you should. And you know what? The law actually prevents the New York City Police Department and Eric Adams and everyone else from turning these criminals over to ICE. That's what sanctuary city means. Sanctuary city doesn't mean, oh, you're giving these poor women and children a meal and a roof over their heads, a little room, some shelter. No. What it means is the young guys can go crazy stealing, beating people up, committing felonies left and right, and they don't get deported. They don't get sent to ICE to be detained, which is crazy. By the way, City Council in New York not interested in revamping the sanctuary city laws. You know, somebody is going to have to, I don't know, there's going to have to be some creative way to restore justice in New York City if the city council refuses to do it. Not sure what form that would take, but how long are going people live like this? And why do New Yorkers want to live this way? Which 180,000 people running around? 180,000. Schools, hotels, community centers, they've all been turned over to the migrants. I'll read you the quote again. We need to modify the sanctuary city law. If you commit a felony or violent act, we should be able to turn you over to ICE and have you deported, he said. There's some people that feel they should be able to remain here and keep doing their actions until they're eventually convicted. I don't subscribe to that theory. So then a reporter asked Eric Adams, well, what about due process? Due process. And he said, they didn't give due process to the person they shot or punched or killed. Yeah, that's exactly the response to the weenie reporter there. And this, you know, this comes from the Jose Ibarra case. Now, this guy's 27 from Venezuela. He's the one who bashed in the head of Laken Riley, that poor girl who is jogging. She's a University of Georgia student, and she was killed. And Jose Ibarra had come from Venezuela, ended up in New York City, and he was charged in New York riding a scooter without a license and riding with a minor, a five-year-old child who was not wearing a helmet. He was not prosecuted. He was not jailed. The records are sealed. Nobody knows if he was issued a ticket or a fine. It's unclear if the sanctuary law had any impact on the case. Oh, gee, what do you think? And then Jose Ibarra, instead of being deported for committing two crimes, he goes to Georgia. And what I read, according to a report, he disfigured the skull of Laken Riley, that 22-year-old girl. So that's what he did. Everybody's angry about this. And Eric Adams, his government should have stopped it. That was his responsibility. That's the responsibility of New York City Council, New York Police Department. This has got to stop. How is life better that woman had her head smashed in and killed? How is it better? We got to let in every single criminal from every foreign country. In fact, somebody was speculating, have they emptied the jails in some of these countries? Have they emptied the jails and just said, hey, go to the U.S. border? We're going to take a break. John Cobalt Show, KFI, AM 640, live everywhere on the iHeartRadio app.
You're listening to John Cobalt on demand from KFI AM 640.
Ghoul Pool update. Sadly, comedian Richard Lewis died today, age 76. Great stand-up comedian for decades, most recently on Curb Your Enthusiasm. Had him on the show years ago when we started out in Atlantic City, because he was working at one of the Atlantic City hotels, and he came on to promote it. So Richard Lewis, one person, picks Richard Lewis in the Ghoul Pool for 2024. Now, back to whatever the hell I was talking about. We were talking about... And Eric Adams in New York City has finally come out and said sanctuary city days should be over. We should be able to turn criminals over to ICE and have them deported, which is a huge change. They've protected illegal aliens for decades. And he doesn't believe that if you commit a felony or a violent act, that you should be able to stay as is. Living in this country. You come here and you assault American citizens and you are not imprisoned or deported? Seriously? You're not turned over to ICE? Well, that's the way it is in New York. And one of the people that they had caught on a minor charge, Jose Ibarra, goes down to Georgia shortly thereafter and kills this girl at the University of Georgia, Laken Riley. And now the mayor... down there in Athens, because the university is located in Athens, Georgia, the mayor is a man named Kelly Gertz. And he got heckled over sanctuary city policies. We're going to play a clip here, cut number 5.
You can look in contractual language and you can find out exactly what it means to be an SEC institution. Sanctuary city doesn't track with either of those. And so... that term means different things to different people depending on the context of the discussion. We are here to listen.
You're a liar.
We're here to listen.
Liar. There'll
be time for questions.
You are guilty and got blood on your head for this murder, sir.
Yeah, that's the way politicians ought to be treated all the time, all day long. It shouldn't just be the pro-terrorist, progressive, wacko crowd. I think ordinary citizens got to start treating these politicians. What he was doing there, this Kelly Gertz, is, you remember what Bill Clinton used to do? He used to parse the words. Gertz is trying to claim, well, we're not really a sanctuary city. It depends on the context. You know, it depends on the definition you use. And if you look at the, stop it. These people have to be arrested, imprisoned, deported. Period. We don't want, if everyone just had the attitude, we don't want to hear you anymore. Stop talking. Start deporting. Start arresting. Start imprisoning. Right? These are bad guys on the loose. They came here to commit crimes, some of them. Some of these young guys, they're from gangs. All right? Some of these countries are chaotic. I mean, you're 26 years old and you're running around on the loose, crossing the border illegally. By the way, I have seen some pushback on the killer of Lincoln Riley, where they say that this particular guy, Jose Abar, well, he wasn't really illegal. Yeah. You know what Biden is doing is illegal aliens are getting, quote, paroled, which is not parole in the sense that we know it. This is parole in an immigration sense. And it means that you're given permission to stay here and you can go work. Yes. So a lot of these illegal aliens were declared not illegal. Now, Biden was abusing a law that allowed for that sort of thing in very limited, specific case-by-case circumstances. But he decided to give out mass parole, which, again, is a violation of the law, but, hey, what are you going to do? So people are saying, oh, no, Jose Abar was legal. This was, the federal government. See, they've corrupted the whole system. They've declared illegal things legal. It's like here in California. They basically made retail theft legal. And then they try to sell you, you know, the statistics show that there really is no increase in crime or retail theft. Sure, because you legalized retail theft. You legalized illegal aliens. And then you have statistics handy to show you that things are actually getting better. Crime is going down, not up. Illegal aliens are going down, not up. That's what they do on purpose. I mean, how much can a reasonable person keep track of? Anyway, that was people heckling Kelly Gertz in Athens, Georgia. And, you know, he is a liar. And, you know, Eric Adams is a liar, too. They're all lying. There was a day, and I think we all remember it, where if you were caught in this country illegally, you got deported. Certainly, if you committed a crime, you got deported. There's no question about it. Now, you got to be here at 2 o'clock. 2 o'clock. We're going to announce the name of one of the two deputy. Well, let me word this right. One of the two challengers to the district attorney, George Gascon, that we are recommending. All right. We're recommending two of the challengers because we want a top two to be good guys. We don't want Gascon involved or Jeff Chemerinsky. Okay. Gascon and Chemerinsky are bad guys. We are going to recommend two good guys. Choose one of the two in our view. All right? Those are our two recommendations. One of those two men will be on with us coming up after 2 o'clock.
Let me just run this by my lawyer is a really helpful phrase to have in your back pocket. Legal Shield has been giving legal peace of mind for over 50 years. They connect you to a vetted law firm in your state for an affordable monthly fee. Want an experienced set of eyes on a contract's fine print? Or you finally want to get that will done? Legal Shield has a dedicated group of lawyers who have your back, no matter what the future brings. Sign up today at LegalShield.com/iHeart. PPLSI does not provide legal representation or advice. See a plan for complete terms.
With every CBD product claiming to do something different, it's nearly impossible to decide what's best for you. Lazarus Naturals pioneered the farm-to-front-door model of transparency, where they handle each step of the production process to ensure quality, potency, and consistency. Scannable labels allow you to see the test results of your hemp batch so you can be confident in the safety and quality. Visit LazarusNaturals.com today. Lazarus Naturals, committed to improving your life as well as the world around you. Not available in Idaho, Iowa, or South Dakota.
Snag a Job is where America goes to hire, with the deepest talent pool in hourly hiring. With access to over 6 million active hourly workers, Snagajob is the all-in-one solution for hiring high-quality employees who can cover all your needs. On demand, temp to hire, part-time or full-time. You name the position. Warehouse worker, retail associate, grocery store clerk, fitness trainer, baker, stylist, bellhop, podcast producer. Yeah, Snagajob's got a worker for that. With our easy-to-use platform, you're able to seamlessly post and fill available positions quickly, with a dedicated customer support team to provide all the help you need along the way. Kind of nice knowing you have a talent pool like that in your own backyard, right? Snagajob is the partner you need to keep your business running smoothly. So visit snagajob.com or text snag to 242424 to talk to an expert. Snagajob.com, where America goes to hire.
With AT&T in-car Wi-Fi, elevate your adventure by transforming your vehicle into a reliable Wi-Fi hotspot. Connect up to 10 devices up to 50 feet away from your vehicle, making it ideal for camping and road trips. Don't miss out on the fun. Embark on your next adventure today. Visit att.com/in-car Wi-Fi to check if you're eligible for a free trial. Always pay careful attention to the road and don't drive distracted. Wi-Fi hotspot intended for passenger use only when vehicle is in operation. Compatible device and vehicle required.
You're listening to John Cobalt on demand from KFI AM 640.
We're on from 1 until 4, then after 4 o'clock, John Cobalt Show on demand. Coming up after 2 o'clock, we're going to have one of the two candidates we are recommending you vote for LA County District Attorney. Now, you can only vote for one on the ballot. I want to be clear. You only vote for one, but, you know, the top two go on to November. And we want it so the top two are the good guys. We don't want a Gascon or a Chemerinsky, right? You don't want either one of those guys. So thought in order to get two people on the ballot, we would recommend two candidates. And if you don't like one, pick the other, all right? I mean, you're not going to like everybody I like. That's not possible. But maybe you'll like one of the two I like. So after 2 o'clock, one of those two will be on the air. And then tomorrow, the other one will be on. All right, so if you're looking for recommendations for LA County District Attorney, we'll have one for you right after 2 o'clock. Also, we're putting up sometime in the next few hours our voter guide. Now, it's a limited voter guide because really there's a lot of races I either don't care about or don't know enough. But there's about six things we're recommending. A few people and a few votes on propositions. For example, no on HLA because in Los Angeles City, because you don't want road diets, right? No road diets. That's pretty simple. So that'll go up as soon as we put it up. There is nothing funnier. I mean, nothing funnier than the woke AI generated images from Google. They call their AI program Gemini. And I don't know if you've been seeing this stuff. We talked about this a couple of days ago, but I can't get enough of these photos because more writers and more troublemakers have been prompting Google's Gemini AI. Yeah, I don't think you can do it anymore. They took it offline. The funniest one for me was the Black Nazis, because somebody had asked Gemini, can you create some images of German Nazis from 1943? And there were no white Aryan guys. Not one. No white, blonde, blue-eyed Aryan guys, which was the whole point of the Nazis. They thought they were the superior race and everybody else was inferior and we're killing everybody else. And I want to get a photo of that and frame it, because they had a black Nazi, they had an Asian Nazi, a female Asian Nazi. This is what woke is now. Woke and diversity means you can't even have white guys as Nazis. In fact, what's really weird is woke usually wants to put oppressed races in the best possible light. Why would you turn a black guy into a Nazi? That'd be the last thing you'd do if you're woke. But there's a lot of contradictions in wokeness. You know, it's like a lot of woke people are into gun control, but they don't want gun enhancements against criminals who kill black people. Gascon's like that, right? Some guy could shoot up six black people, kill them. Well, the shooter can't get a gun enhancement. That's not fair. They want gun control to keep them from having a gun, but they don't want any penalties for using the gun and murdering people. So I don't understand progressives. It seems like they're insane, doesn't it? Anyway, the CEO of Google Sundar Pichai or Sundar Pichai. Do you know his name, Deborah?
No.
You're required to pronounce things properly.
Oh, yeah.
I'm not.
I'm terrible at certain names.
Well, let's go with Sundar Pichai. And he has written a pretty stern memo saying that these Asian Nazis, black Nazis, unacceptable. They're pulling the program and doing a major rewrite. The funniest one, did you see the female Pope?
No.
Yes. She had brown skin, like from an indeterminate region of the world. Maybe, I don't know, I'm not good at guessing a lot of ethnicities, but I would say Asia.
Okay.
I'm just guessing here. And yes, it was a female pope. Now, they've had, I forget how many popes they've had. Hold on, let me check. You know what? Maybe I'll use Google to check this.
Oh, yeah.
Let's see. How many popes in history? How many popes in history is the request from Google? Of course they don't tell me.
Let's see.
Boy, yeah, I tell you, Google's really screwed up. You can't. Oh, 266. 266. Every one of them was a white guy. Every one of them was a white male. Not one black pope and not one female pope. And nobody from Asia. But that's what somebody said, can you give me an image of a pope? And that's what it produced. Oh, did you see the founding father's photo?
No.
They put in a black founding father.
Are you okay?
Just one.
Is it still up there?
Well, it's floating around social media. I don't know if Google will show you this anymore. But let me tell you something about Google, because I noticed this. Most of you might not have jobs where you notice this sort of thing. But when we're putting our pile of news together to decide what we're going to discuss on the show, often I go searching through Google to look for specific news stories or look for news sites that would have information on an issue we want to talk about. And I have noticed, especially in the last few years, that there are some issues or some points of view, Google will just not surrender the information I'm looking for. They bury it. Like if it's, let's say, an unwoke, unpopular point of view, like if I want to get, you know, some statistics on crime, on who commits crimes, good luck finding that. Google locks it up somewhere, and you can't find out the demographic breakout of who commits crimes. I noticed this a few years ago, and I figured it out right away. And then with all the revelations we've had the last few years about social media and how they were suppressing opinions and blocking the distribution of certain people online that they disagreed with, I said, okay, that's it. What they're now doing is they're hiding the information. So I knew this was going on just instinctively. And then to find out that they're openly now trying to cover up the existence of white people, which really is the most racist tactic imaginable. Imagine you... In fact, somebody did this. They asked for a brief history of accomplishments by white people, and Gemini refused to answer. They refused. I thought that what current version of AI was, it was just a quicker search, right? The way computers were a much quicker way to write than on typewriters. And original Google, it was much quicker to find information than to go through an encyclopedia or a dictionary, or much quicker than going to a library and doing research, right? So Google was this instantaneous research tool, and it had access to all the information in the world. You know, you didn't need the Library of Congress anymore. You had Google. Well, as it turns out, it's like the Library of Congress just roped off some of the aisles. You can't go there. Well, that story's about the founding fathers. It's like, no, you can't read those books anymore because those founding fathers were white people. We're not going to tell you. But we made up this new book, and it's about the founding fathers actually being black and Asian and female. You mean the founding fathers are mothers? Well, yes, because a father and mother, that's just a gender societal construct. It's not an actual thing. Oh, I didn't know that. Google's stocks dropped by 4.5% at first. The company lost $90 billion in market value. This is like their Bud Light moment. Now I'm thinking, how can I trust Google when I do a search? How can I trust Google when they bring back this Gemini AI? I can't trust them. I mean, that woke virus penetrated into the deepest layers of Google. How many people? I mean, it's got to take more than two or three people to put together an artificial intelligence search engine with the capabilities of creating imagery. I mean, that's got to be more than two, three people, right? They're all woke. They're all super woke progressives. Well, why am I going to use their product? They intentionally are giving me false information. There are no female popes. There are no black Nazis. They are working around the clock, though, to fix the unacceptable Gemini AI, according to the CEO. You know, they should throw people out the window at Google, because that has really, they've blown their image. And he tried to explain what happened, but it's just a lot of nonsense. This is what diversity, equity, inclusiveness. You know, they added a new letter. It's DEIA now. It's not just DEI. It's like the genders. They kept adding extra letters for the genders. So it's DEIA. A is for accessibility to account for people who are disabled, that they have proper accessibility at work, you see. Mm-hmm. A lot of letters. All right.
You're listening to John Cobalt on demand from KFI AM 640.
So I just called up Bing. That's Microsoft's search engine. I'm now going to use Bing for all my searches.
No problems?
Well, I just called up the page, and I'm going to start searching and see what the... I've heard that Bing is not as biased as Google is. Google just like went off the woke cliff. So... I mean, I'll see. I'll see if I get a female pope or a black Nazi. Yeah. That'll be the test.
You'll let us know.
What ethnicity were Nazis?
Yeah, did you write that?
It's like a Jeopardy game. All right. We are going to have, coming up after 2 o'clock, one of the two candidates that we are recommending you vote for L.A. County District Attorney. Now, you can only vote for one on the ballot. But the top two end up in the race in November, right? In the runoff. And I thought, well, I want to put two names out there of people that we think would be good district attorneys to replace George Gascon. Because I'm very worried that Gascon could make it in the first round. But also that, like, Jeff Chemerinsky could be the number two guy, and he's just like Gascon. So we've got to block both of those guys out, and preferably with two candidates. It just seems like in L.A., with people as agitated they are about crime, nobody should be voting for Gascon or the mini Gascon. So we have two candidates that we are recommending. We're going to talk to one in just a few minutes, and then the other tomorrow. And you obviously choose one or the other if you're in line with our thinking. And if you're not in line with our thinking, you're probably not even listening, and I'm wasting my time. California Globe, CaliforniaGlobe.com, did a story about the LA Times and their lack of coverage of the DA race, and I have noticed this. Do you know... I'm just saying, you take a guess here. It's a numerical guess.
Okay.
You don't have to take sides on anything. How many stories did the Los Angeles Times run since August on the DA's race?
Three.
You're close. It's seven.
Ah.
Less than one a month. Less than one a month. Seven stories. And one of them was the endorsement of George Gascon. A second one was a reaction to the endorsement. A third was the general race guide, just listing the race, among others. There are only four stories covering the actual contest. So you guessed correctly.
I was pretty close.
There was really only three four separate news stories on the race itself. Thomas Buckley wrote about this in California Globe, and he had two conclusions. First, the Times thinks Gascon is going to make it. Otherwise, they would be running daily stories trashing his main opponents, which presumably they're holding those off until the runoff, right? No sense to, you know, we're going to find out that all these guys have weird sexual interests. Secondly, the Times seems to understand that Gascon is terribly unpopular, which leads it to say, well, less said the better, nothing to see, move along here, which is what you want a newspaper. You have a newspaper, the district attorney in its main readership area is so wildly unpopular, he's only getting 15% of the vote so far in the polls. And obviously, there's going to be a change in November. It's a change to who? But they don't want to inform us about all the candidates. Now, I will tell you that we have had, I'm pretty sure, 8 of the 12 candidates on. All right? And we didn't have Gascon, although we asked him repeatedly. There's a couple of loser guys with joke campaigns. And then we didn't have Jeff Chemerinsky on. And Chemerinsky's like Gascon, okay? But the other 8 we had on, and some of them multiple times. So we did our part, so you would be informed. You at least would hear them on for 15 or 30 minutes. Some of them are on several times, some of them on once. But, you know, if you paid attention, followed the podcast, you could get a handle on their personalities, their philosophy, belief system. And we did our part here. But the LA Times, almost nothing. Four stories. And one of the stories was a few days ago, but it was about analyzing how Gascon's opponents have very similar advertisements. That they're same music, same standard shots, same villain, George Gascon, that's it. They analyzed how the commercials are all the same. Well, because everybody's got the same issue with Gascon. He doesn't prosecute criminals, or he lets them out early. There's not much else to say. But the Times is just absolutely failed. The people of L.A. County and everywhere else just failed. You can't go them for information like you can't go to Google anymore. And why is it? Because everybody at the Times is woke. Everybody at Google is woke. So they've got this bizarro philosophy. And part of the philosophy is to shut down information. So we don't know what's going on. We don't know who's running against them and why and what they stand for. You shut down information. Which is what they used to do in the Soviet Union. That's not the only parallel. All right, we come back. We've got two candidates that we are recommending that you vote for LA County DA. Now, on the ballot, you can only vote for one of the two. But in the race, the top two are going to go on to November. So, you know, pick one or the other. And we want to crowd out Gascon and crowd out Jeff Chemerinsky, who's a mini Gascon. So this is your job here, okay? This is what we're all working for. Been working for this for 4 years. Deborah Mark is live. We're going to talk to one of the two recommended candidates next. Deborah Mark live in the KFI 24-hour newsroom. Hey, you've been listening to the John Cobalt Show podcast. You can always hear the show live on KFI AM 640 from 1 to 4 p.m. every Monday through Friday. And, of course, anytime on demand on the iHeartRadio app.
Let me run this by my lawyer is a really helpful phrase to have in your back pocket. Legal Shield has been giving legal peace of mind for over 50 years. They connect you to a vetted law firm in your state for an affordable monthly fee. Want an experienced set of eyes on a contract's fine print, or you finally want to get that will done? Legal Shield has a dedicated group of lawyers who have your back, no matter what the future brings. Sign up today at LegalShield.com/iHeart. PPLSI does not provide legal representation or advice. See a plan for complete terms.
With every CBD product claiming to do something different, it's nearly impossible to decide what's best for you. Lazarus Naturals pioneered the farm-to-front-door model of transparency where they handle each step of the production process to ensure quality, potency, and consistency. Scannable labels allow you to see the test results of your hemp batch so you can be confident in the safety and quality. Visit LazarusNaturals.com today. Lazarus Naturals, committed to improving your life as well as the world around you. Not available in Idaho, Iowa, or South Dakota.
If a new house is on your wish list in the next 5 years, grow your savings faster and experience your dreams with an Ohio Homebuyer Plus account from Kemba Financial Credit Union. A savings account specifically designed to save for a new home where you can earn 7% APY, a $500 matching bonus, and a $1,500 mortgage closing cost credit. Learn more at Kemba.org. Offer expires March 31st, 2025. APY equals annual percentage yield. Restrictions apply. NMLS 292230. Equal housing lender. Federally insured by NCUA.
Hello, it is Ryan, and we could all use an extra bright spot in our day, couldn't we? Just to make up for things like sitting in traffic, doing the dishes, counting your steps, you know, all the mundane stuff. That is why I'm such a big fan of Chumba Casino. Chumba Casino has all your favorite social casino style games that you can play for free anytime, anywhere with daily bonuses. That should brighten your day a little. Actually, a lot. So sign up now at chumbacasino.com. That's ChumbaCasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.